Say good morning to Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.
Good morning, Greg. Miller Shoes, a gem of downtown Jackson.
Absolutely.
That's a great ad. I'm delighted that you guys let them advertise on your station. They are fantastic group.
Over 100 years. I'm trying to think if it was 102. Yeah, we should get Orbit Farm on here, Mike.
So we should talk about that, Greg. Who's the audience that we're going to talk to? I mean, how many people in your area reach need orbital forming and riveting machines?
I talk to many every day.
Okay. That's awesome.
So COVID relief package, where I guess the governor signed part of it.
She did sign part of it. I'm disappointed she didn't sign all of it. Greg, people want us to work together in Lansing. And so we put together a package of relief that had overwhelming bipartisan support. The bill with the aid for businesses who were desperately struggling to stay afloat passed in the Senate 34-1. And I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But her veto gutted that. And so I'm hoping that business owners and employees call upon the governor to say, what's up? We need some help here. And we also need to know how you're making decisions. I also hope that parents and teachers and administrators take note of what you did to schools. You know, we students are facing real challenges on learning loss, and teachers are struggling to figure out how the best ways to make up for that loss. And schools, they need the resources to be able to catch up with those kids at their grade level, but instead they're going to have to receive about $840 million less because of what the governor did and vetoing these COVID relief bills. Actions, Greg, speak louder than words, and her actions indicate, in my opinion, and I think many people's opinion across the state, that keeping power is a higher priority for her than helping end this crisis, which is now a year old.
Why did she do that, Mike?
I believe that it's all about her wanting to hang on to power. And so we're going to be continuing to focus on the things that we think are important. The school making up a loss, providing people opportunities to get back to work. And that's the two things that we're really going to be focused on, Greg.
Yeah, well, I see Jackson Public Schools are going back to 4 days. So that's a big plus.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Jeff Beal and his team there have been innovative from day one. And I know that the teachers and the staff there have been working their you-know-what's off, trying to make sure that no one is left behind. And some of the creative and innovative things that I've heard some of the teachers do in not just the Jackson Public Schools District, but across our county, have been nothing short of amazing to me.
So, and all this, and we're still working on the budget.
Well, we have a budget to work on that, we're constitutionally obligated to finish by October 1st of this year. But I believe, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be able to beat that date handily. But we also have residual supplemental federal money that has already been dispersed. And based on what I'm hearing from Washington, D.C., looks like there's going to be another tranche of money sent our way to be deployed to help what was unnecessarily caused by many of the orders of this governor.
So you're blaming the governor and not the COVID?
Well, I would say that we've known since fall of last year that schools in general were a safe place to operate. We've learned it in December. We've learned it in January. But we're, the governor's now finally calling for the schools to open up, and that's a good thing. But that has caused a lot of problems for families in particular.
What about this idea, Mike, just to wait this out because the vaccines are rolling in now, wait it out until everybody gets a shot, and then hopefully we can ramp it up back to normal?
So there's this concept called zeroism, Greg, that is that many people think is what we should be trying to achieve, and that is, zero cases, zero infections, and zero risk. And nobody can design, well, we actually could design a system where we could eliminate risk, but people wouldn't like it, and they wouldn't recognize it because we'd have to achieve zero risk, we'd have exactly zero freedoms. The numbers are falling quickly. We still have yet to been shared with us as to what the numbers have to be before businesses can open up to to what they determine is their safe capacity, not somebody else. And so I think that's the real question to be asked, Greg.
Well, there's still 2,000 a day dying across the country. That's quite a bit. I'm sure some of them would pass anyway, but that's an alarming number, isn't it, Mike?
Any death is an alarming number, but I can tell you there's deaths also occurring as a result of being isolated. I got an email today, Greg, from a close friend reporting on behalf of her good friend. Her good friend is 66 years old, and her good friend's mother is 91, both in frail conditions, both able to ambulate a little bit. One is in a nursing home, and this 66-year-old daughter has not been able to see her 91-year-old mother for a year. Now, that is causing more harm, both mental and physical harm, than as much as anything. And so those stories are the ones that really move me, Greg.
So what's up the rest of the week, Mike? Anything earth-shattering?
Well, we're going to go back to work and evaluating what these next federal funds indicate and what the restrictions might be and how much latitude we have and how they're deployed. I learned yesterday that we aren't required to deploy all that money in a short period of time. We do have some time to do so, which was a very, very good thing to learn. The next things are still the same things that we've been focusing on, Greg. Getting kids back to school caught up, getting businesses back open. And then one of the things that has been magnified and amplified as a result of this experience that we've been under for the last year is the desperate need for more access to mental health services.
Yeah.
And that is going to be one of the Senate's top three or four priorities for the balance of not just this year, but even through the entire session through next year. And we've got some very vigorous and aggressive plans to make that happen. And I believe it'll be bipartisan supported. And I'm anxious to get that wagon moving. And you'll see evidence of that over the course of the next few weeks. We'll also be continuing to focus on, you know, opening schools and getting the support needed to businesses so that they can get their employees back and hopefully soon be told that they can operate at the safest level that they believe they can operate at and not be restricted by some order from somebody who frankly doesn't even understand their business.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey joining us on WKHM. Mike, I'll be in touch with your office.
Very good, Greg. We'll reevaluate the right time of the week, and we'll set it up so that we can be both accommodated. And I'll look at that date that you suggested.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, man.
Senator Shirkey.